From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million in 2018. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union.
So, Mr. Speaker, this is not a moment to play politics or create uncertainty. It is a moment to bring our country together, to honour the will of the British people and to shape for them a better, brighter future and a better Britain. And I commend this statement to the House.
The exit process is expected to take about 2 years as British and EU officials negotiate exactly how to unwind the governmental and economic partnerships that come with EU memberships. Meanwhile, Scotland's First Minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for the Scots. This is VOA News. Turkey is stepping up its rhetoric of threats against the Netherlands. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semi Adiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to host Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit next month at his palatial Florida mansion along the Atlantic Ocean, the first meeting between the two world leaders. Neither Washington nor Beijing has confirmed the summit at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, but U.S. news outlets report the meeting between the heads of the world's two largest economies is planned for April 6th and 7th. The report said that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to complete plans for the Trump-Xi meeting when he visits Beijing later this week. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Tuesday both countries were in close communication about exchanges between their leaders. Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have launched an offensive to take control of the oil port of Ras Lanuf. The Libyan National Army, based in the eastern part of the country, had been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes ahead of the assault to recapture Ras Lanuf from a jihadist group called the Benghazi Defense Brigades. Somali officials say pirates have hijacked an oil tanker in the Indian Ocean and guided it to the coast of the Puntland region. Sources tell VOA's Somali service that the ship is believed to be a merchant tanker flying the flag of the United Arab Emirates. Regional officials say they are still assessing the circumstances of the hijack, which took place on Monday. A major late-season winter storm has lashed the northeastern corridor of the United States, with forecasts calling for around 60 centimeters of snow in some areas. Storm warnings were posted for states such as New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and many school districts canceled classes as the powerful storm hit the region, and officials in some areas warned residents to stay off the roads. The storm has caused power outages and massive travel disruptions along the East Coast. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.